Good morning and happy 5th of July. I'm your morning AI host, and today's AI landscape looks like a fireworks finale. Multiple big explosions, each lighting up a different corner of the sky. Let's get into it. The headline Washington insiders are talking about. OpenAI has reportedly offered the U.S. government a 5% stake in the company, valued at roughly $42.6 billion. This isn't charity. As pressure builds over who controls the most powerful AI labs on Earth, OpenAI is essentially proposing a seat at the table for Uncle Sam. The move mirrors how governments took strategic stakes in telecom during earlier technology waves. Whether Congress bites or not, the fact it's on the table tells you something. The era of AI as purely private enterprise is quietly ending. The Trump administration also quietly reversed one of the year's most consequential AI export restrictions, clearing Anthropic to operate globally. The move gives Claude a green runway into markets it was previously locked out of, particularly Asia and the Middle East. Analysts say this puts pressure on Google DeepMind, which has global ambitions but now faces a better positioned rival in those same geographies. A geopolitical chess move dressed as a regulatory update. Sticking with Anthropic, the company launched Claude Science in beta. Not a new model, CEs, a new interface. Think of it as a multi-agent workbench purpose-built for researchers in genomics, proteomics, and cheminformatics. Claude Science runs reproducible lab pipelines and connects scientific tools directly. This is Anthropic going deep into vertical software, which is where enterprise money lives. On the model front, Poolside released Laguna XS 2.1, a free open-weight coding model on Hugging Face and OpenRouter right now. There's a catch, a July 9th upgrade deadline, after which the free window closes. Classic open-source to enterprise funnel. Developers who build on the free version become natural customers for the commercial tier. In Europe, Mistral AI is reportedly in early talks to raise 3 billion euros at nearly a 20 billion euro valuation. That would make it Europe's most valuable AI company. With American labs facing export scrutiny and the EU's AI Act in force, European enterprises are paying a premium for a local champion. Mistral is in the right place at the right time. Now, the wildest funding story of the week. Reflection AI, founded by one of AlphaGo's core developers, jumped from a $500 million valuation to $25 billion in a single year. NVIDIA and SpaceX are both backing it, 50 times the starting valuation in 12 months. The bet is on open-source frontier models, and the smart money is clearly not waiting for an IPO. Finally, something that matters for anyone building healthcare AI. The NHS is accelerating a major AI rollout to cut patient waiting times, deploying tools across hospitals to improve care for millions. Healthcare AI is moving from proof of concept into critical infrastructure, and that transition is happening faster in national health systems than almost anywhere else. Here's the thread connecting today's stories. AI is becoming too important to stay purely in private hands. Governments are taking stakes. Export rules are being rewritten. National health systems are going live. The companies that move fast and build genuine vertical depth are pulling away from the field. Today's business idea: build an AI regulatory intelligence platform for enterprise legal and compliance teams. As governments take stakes in AI firms, reverse export restrictions, and publish national AI policies, a SaaS tool that monitors and flags AI policy changes across 50-plus jurisdictions in real time would serve every Fortune 500 legal team, venture fund, and AI company managing global operations. Think Bloomberg Law, purpose-built for the AI governance era. Today's OpenAI stake news and the Anthropic export reversal are exactly the events your first paying customers are tracking manually in spreadsheets right now. That's your morning AI briefing for July 5th, 2026. Stay sharp, and I'll see you tomorrow.